Thank you for joining us on Sheridan County Ag Update. Today I have with me some members from the John B. Kendrick FFA chapter talking about what's been going on and what's coming up. Before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. Hey guys, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I'm going to have you introduce yourselves and tell me what office you hold or if you're a member, and then we'll get started talking about everything that's going on.
My name is Caitlin Brown, and I am this year's treasurer.
My name is Madeline Colby, and I am a member of the John B. Kendrick FFA.
My name is Xander DePue, and I am this year's president.
Ah, El Presidente. Got the big guy, huh?
I wouldn't say that.
Well, and I was going to say, you two have never been on before. You were with me last year, but so it's great to have you guys. I'm glad you wanted to come and be a part of it. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you guys just got done with your fruit and your meat sales, which is always a big fundraiser, so let's talk about that.
Fruit and meat sales went really well. So we've laid a little bit over $10,000 in profit, which is excellent because state is very expensive, and a rough cost for state is anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. Last year, I think we spent around $17,000, but we got to do some pretty fun stuff. So it's always great to get that extra money from fruit and meat sales.
Mm-hmm. Well, and part of it is that... unfortunately, you guys are a little different than the athletics at the school. You guys have to raise your own money to be able to go and do your contests and state stuff. It's you do get some money from the school, but not like some of the athletics. So that's what some of these fundraisers are for that you guys are doing.
Yeah. Especially, I know personally that like with fruit and meat this year, we blew it out of the park. Like one of our better years for sure. I sold 74 items and tied with Rhett Fitzpatrick, and he said, yep. And but we had a gal, I think, sell 120 items. Yeah. It was around there, and mm-hmm. It was just amazing.
And they tied, too. First place was a tie, which mm-hmm. was pretty crazy.
Oh, wow.
So we had two. It was Haley Wagner and Lily Seaman mm-hmm. got first place. And then it was me and Lucy Linden yep. were second and third place.
Yep. I think it helps that a lot of the freshmen did a really good job this year, too. Because mm-hmm. usually they don't do as much, but they really jumped in.
Well, good. Yeah, we got hit that day. Lucy mm-hmm. was here on the podcast, and Rhett came in while we were doing the podcast. So those two were going head-to-head upstairs trying to hit everybody up. And then poor little Audrey Sisson, her dad works here, and she was like, I guess I just won't go up there. So, well, that's great. I know that people always enjoy the fruit, and the meat is kind of a new option in the last few years.
Yeah, and we have our online shops is what we call it, and you can set one up, and there's candy, and there's a bunch of other items. There's, like, cups, I think, and I had a lot of people this year order online, too, so it saved me, especially being handicapped right now as I am. But
one-winged.
Yeah, one-winged. It helps me just, like, branch out to other people that I might not be able to get to, or mm-hmm. just let people know what's going on because they can make a donation on there instead of just asking people for money or what else. So
it's also great because like they have online they can get the ship to school or ship to home. Mm-hmm. So anybody that like lives cross like states or anything mm-hmm. like that, yep. I have an aunt that lives in North Carolina and she loves to support me. So then she buys online and it's pretty great. They have like a million different options versus what we get to sell.
Oh, wow. Well, mm-hmm. that's great. That's great to know. And good that you have family that can do that from out of state, still support you and your chapter.
Yeah. And we want to thank everybody else that actually, like, from around town that we went and asked and supported us. And even people that aren't in town supporting all of us, we want to thank you guys mm-hmm. for supporting us.
Sheridan and Buffalo are such great communities. I mean, I don't think I've ever been told no when I've asked for support yeah. from businesses and individuals for different things, especially 4-H and FFA. It's people really believe in it. So mm-hmm. good job, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So one other thing you guys are helping with is the community food drive, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want
to go ahead on that one.
So we did not our last chapter meeting, but the one previously before that, we had a dry food donation that we started and ran, and we decided to bring a non-perishable item, so something canned or like a box of ramen is what I brought. And we had this giant box sitting there, and we filled it up pretty good. And then our school did this community food drive, so we were like, well, we might as well get our name out there a little bit. So the FFA donated it to that too.
Okay.
And got it involved with the school more. But we did a pretty good job at raising all the food, especially for people in the community around us, knowing that they needed help, and that's what we're all about.
And it was a pretty big box, too. I don't know about rough estimates, but it's probably around 2 feet tall, and it's pretty wide. So.
Oh, wow.
Too heavy to pick up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of your last meeting, who won the ugly sweater contest? I got to know.
That would be me.
It was
I did win that.
It was pretty hideous, I'm not going to lie.
It was a hideous sweater, and then I think the slight jab four of us did at a... Chris Sorensen was pretty funny, but I wasn't going to bring it up.
It was funny. I had to laugh.
I wore that same sweater to school today, and it's just awful. Like, it's this ugly little dog with pink and purple on it against this red and green, and it's terrible to wear, and it's awful, but it's ugly. So
it's awesome.
It fits the point.
It does. Well, I wondered. Stuart and I thought about sticking around, but just to see who won. All right, so what else you got going on? You guys have some CDE and LDE practices starting.
Yeah, we have a lot of those starting. I think we are trying to get a FBM team together, but we're having a hard time with that. But we started practices on that. And then, like, Extempt has already started. And what else? Conduct of Chapter Meetings has a really good team going.
But science has a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm. This year, by far, especially since we're going to kick off almost every single event that we're going to practice for after the break from school for Christmas, by far the most people we've had try out for teams. The most involvement from younger members, everything. Like, I do ENR, which is Environmental Natural Resources, and we usually only have 4 people. So, like, the team's limit this year, we have 12. Like, people are really interested. They want to compete. They want to go to state. They want to learn. And it's not just because their friends are doing it. Like, you have friends splitting up and doing everything else. So someone who you think, like, wouldn't really be interested in that is trying out. And it's amazing.
Well, good.
You should tell some of them to do farm business management.
Yeah.
Because we're having a hard time finding
are having a hard time finding a FBM team. But trying to convince kids to take a 2 to 3 hour test is a little rough.
Yeah. Well, and you guys should have a pretty strong livestock judging team. They I know they went to Kansas City and judged as 4-H team, but they do both. So, you know, you have some pretty strong leaders for those younger kids coming up for your livestock team as well.
And we have some really good younger members coming up that know what they're doing. They're not coming into it just not knowing anything. And with those 4 that went to Kansas, Levi, Steven, Natalie, and Ella, they love teaching those kids and telling them, like, what to look for, how to judge it, and it's just amazing.
I will say that, like, this, even, like, bringing in, like, the fruit sales, this younger, like, these freshman classes, like, the freshman class this year, we were actually, like, shocked at how many members are actually coming in. We were really worried because we have a huge senior class. We have, like, one of the biggest senior classes we've had since, like, Jet West's class. And then we have a small junior and sophomore class. So we were, like, really worried that it was just going to trail off and then have to have another big class. But we were actually shocked at the amount of freshmen that tried out this year and want to be active, and they're pushing themselves already, and they're already asking for tests and like all that to prove that they want to be on the teams, which is really great.
Oh, good.
Their drive and work ethic is like none other. Like, they make our class look terrible.
And then tomorrow morning, that's Thursday the 18th, we have a meeting at 7:45 to decide, like, when practice time starts, so we can hit it hard as soon as Christmas break gets over.
Well, and so when do those contests start then? Or when will you guys, all these that you're practicing for, when will they happen?
All of them officially start right after Christmas break. So I don't remember what day we get back, but that day it starts.
I think January 5th. Don't quote me on that. But so then we'll start practicing, and then we'll have individual practices leading up to state convention. So I know, like, livestock judging and ENR and... I think a speaking competition and sales go to Powell. And then we also have Border Wars here at Sheridan College, and a bunch of ENR teams will compete there, as well as sales again, I think. And horse judging. So that's all the practice competitions and where you figure out what you're lacking in. And then I know wool judging has its own competitions around there. And
conduct goes to Torrington too, I think, pretty soon.
Okay.
And then we have regionals, of course, and then all the district and speech ones.
And then we get to state, and we're going to win.
Yeah, I like that attitude. We used to provide a lot of horses for horse judging practice way back in the day. So,
but we don't still do that.
Yeah. I only have 2 left. That was when we had like 40.
Yeah.
We could make a whole lot of classes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have some cattle. I mean, that's the best I can offer you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe some vet science knowledge, but not a lot. Probably stuff you guys are not supposed to know.
The right, wrong way to do it.
Exactly, exactly. The old home remedies that they don't teach in school, but they still work.
They do.
Quality Kubota machinery and customer care from the heart. Proudly serving Sheridan and the surrounding area since 1996. Go online to heartlandkubota.com or stop by Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive.
So, big fundraising event that's coming up that everybody looks forward to. You guys, the parents, the alumni, the community, is Barn Bash. So let's talk about Barn Bash.
Barn Bash is coming up on February 21st, and we've already started to prepare for it. The alumni this year is actually getting us custom shirts, as all members are going to get custom shirts this year, so we get to wear them all night instead of having to change out of our official dress, which is going to be really nice. They're just blue striped shirts. I know some other chapters around the state and in, of course, the country have them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought it'd be pretty cool to get the emblem stitched on some blue striped shirts. So that'll be pretty cool. And then I know I'm the head of sponsorship committee. So we've gotten the forms, getting them made, so then we can start going out to businesses in the after Christmas break. So beginning of January all the way to the end of January, we're going to go ask businesses for sponsorships and silent auction items. Mm-hmm. We already have a lot of lists.
Yeah, and it being part of the fundraiser, we'll have our raffle tickets again, as normal, with those 3 main items that everybody wants. And we'll go around as a chapter, as a whole, and sell those to people. So be looking out. I'll hopefully get to you this time. But besides that, yeah, it's a great time. And I love how it's really community-oriented. So if you didn't even do FFA, like for people that in the community or don't know what it is, it's a great time to show up and have fun and have some food and see people that you know and have a late night. Yep, a little dancing. It's amazing.
Little silent and live auction. I know a lot of people love the auction items and love to just go see what's it all about. And I suggest anybody who's even curious on what it is, just come hang out for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many years we've bought the Bangs vaccination from Dr. Tad Tipton, but quite a few years we bought it. So the Barn Bash is actually, it's truly a fundraiser for the scholarships.
Yep.
Yes.
Is what it's for. And the FFA alumni puts this on, but you guys help. But you have a huge senior class.
Yes.
Really big senior class.
We have at least 13 that are getting scholarships or going out to get a scholarship this year. Mm-hmm.
So that takes quite a bit of money, because I know that the alumni is really great about giving you seniors pretty good scholarships for the amount of work you've put in and et cetera. And I know that there's a lot that goes into that. So really need everybody to come out and support and have a great time, and it goes to a good cause.
We need the whole community, because 3 of us sitting here are all seniors.
I know.
Unlike last year, we had 3, 4. It was pretty easy for them to figure out and cut. And so the most we can raise and the best we can, honestly, like, even if I don't get the scholarship, the best we can set up the chapter for the future is the goal.
And let alone Barn Bash is expensive as itself. I mean, it's just all around we need it. And
I still have my budget upstairs from a few years ago. I know.
It's not cheap.
It is not. But people enjoy it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The more people, the better. So as many people we can get, whether if they're involved in FFA or not, like we said, is a lot of help, actually. Yeah.
Well, I think that as a community, people love to support the 4-H and the FFA kids because you guys are such good kids and you're driven. And I'm going to embarrass Maddie for a minute. So we're going to, I don't know how many people saw a Facebook post here last week talking about 2 young ladies who helped an older gentleman, but one of them was Miss Maddie and then Katie Schreibeis was the other one. And, you know, people see you young people out helping. That really touches a lot of people's heart and says, hey, these are good kids. And so people will come and support.
And
We'll do some PSAs beforehand too.
And with Maddie and Katie doing that, it's like that's what we stand for as a whole with FFA. It's like the things that people should be doing but aren't.
Yeah.
And like sticking out for that is amazing, but also like knowing that they carry themselves like that every day is amazing.
You don't do it for the attention. You do it just because that was the right thing to do is to help somebody.
That's how your mom and dad raised you.
Yep.
Making plans for building a new barn, shop, or commercial building? Don't do any planning without a call to Sheridan's premier post-frame building and homes builder, True Built Builders, online at truebuiltbuilders.com.
So what else is going on? What else have we got?
We're starting a new thing. We're going to try to get like a Jay's Boots together, like the rest of like the sports do.
Okay.
For the high school. Council. And we're in student council. So we have a committee that I am a part of right now. And we're trying to work out like the bylaws and things that are going to go along with that to get us the Jay's Boots. And the alumni has decided to sponsor up to 28 kids to get those boots. And then we'll wear them and support that awareness that it's for.
For a little background, Jay's Boots was founded because this kid named Jay was born and raised in Pinedale, Wyoming. And he ended up struggling a lot with mental health and ended up taking his own life, which is kind of really sad. Mm-hmm. And at his funeral, they decided that they wanted to do something huge. Mm-hmm. So everybody wore boots. So that started the Jay's Boots Foundation. Mm-hmm. So there's like different things that when you wear the boots, you have to do like a mental health check on somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's just all around like be aware of everybody else's situation and yourself. Be aware of like how things affect different people. And then that was also, we had, for fruit sales, we decided as an officer team that we really wanted to go to the Rapid City Stock Show. And that got denied. So then we brought it up in front of the alumni, me and Raleigh Hartman.
Okay.
We went and talked and we said, hey, this got like disproved. Mm-hmm. Can we try to get something to, like, can you guys fund something else for us? And then we know that we've been trying to get these Jay's Boots for at least the last year and a half, a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just really been pushing, and we thought this was, like, the great, the best opportunity that we got. So then we asked the alumni for these 28 members that met the requirements for selling fruit boxes, which is 20 boxes for a member, 30 boxes for an officer. Okay. Those 28 are going to get paid for by the alumni, which is really great.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, and, oh, go ahead.
So, like, when we wear these boots, it'll be a great opportunity for us to check on somebody else and, like, get more involved in the community because that's an coming up thing with the high school and getting involved more in the community and with our high school and getting us spread out a little bit more.
And awareness really for what FFA is.
And with those, you have, I think we covered it, but like boot check days. So you'll set a specific day. Mm-hmm. And then also with the boots, you'll have a mentor. So someone you look up to that's older than you, and then a mentee. So you're supposed to mentor someone and check on them. And then hopefully it reaches them and they keep this going through Jay's Boots. But we thought, what a better way to get in the community and hopefully donate money to a foundation that's for a great cause. And I know when all the senior football players did this last year, like, I was jealous. I was like, I want to do that. I was like,
That's definitely a big thing.
It wasn't even for, like, the boots thing, though. It was just, like, a way to unite everybody together. Like, that football team is amazing, and I want our FFA to be that way.
And then with student council, too, now they've had, like, they do these boot dances. So then all the football players in the student council that have the boots, they actually go and do these dances in, like, the school gym. And they just, it's, like, a big all-around to just mental health awareness. And that was also a big thing that we are going to discuss at Barn Bash as the alumni. Is going to be sponsoring these boots because that's where some of the money is going to be going to is to those mental health foundations because they are sponsoring it. So then all the money that is raised for the Jay's Boots, so each pair of boots is $200. So then you multiply that out. All that money that the alumni gives to the Jay's Boots Foundation goes into different mental health organizations, which is a great way.
So, yeah, this is going to be a really good way for us to get out there and more involved than we already are. So
Well, and don't get me wrong, Black Hills Stock Show's fun. We used to go to Denver.
But this
it was a good time. But it's just a short period of time. This way you guys are helping for quite a while and you're really putting yourself in the community. So good job, you guys. What a great deal.
Keep it going throughout like the rest of our FFA, and after we leave, that they can continue doing it too.
Well, it sounds like you got a pretty awesome freshman class coming up. Oh yeah, so I'm gonna guess they're gonna keep this going.
We're hoping the eighth graders right now. Yep. I know a few of them are gonna be coming up, and I hope that they push for it too. And I know that we were disappointed about Stock Show, but honestly, I was more happy about the Jays boots than anything.
Yeah, and the freshman class was super understanding. Like, right, yeah, it sucks they didn't get to go on this fun trip. Well, there'll be ones in the future. They're freshmen, even the sophomores. And when I was talking to a member, they were like, man, that really sucks. We can't go. I was like, yeah, but think about the lasting effect of this. Like, you get to donate to this organization. You get to be part of something bigger, like FFA. And keep that going instead of, oh, just going and having fun. Like, don't get me wrong, I would have loved to go and would have loved to have fun with my friends, but...
But you see, here's the problem. If you'd have went to Rapid City, you'd have ran into Stuart and Justin and all the kids over there showing, and then you guys would have gotten put to work. You know that. It wouldn't have just been like, I get to go have fun and shopping, and have been like, wait a second, why am I blowing a steer out? How did this happen?
Well, also, we go to Denver Stock Show every other year, so next year will be a Denver Stock Show year, so those freshmen will get it as a sophomore. So I feel like all around it wasn't even a big deal that we didn't make it to the Stock Show. I just think it's a great opportunity to have these Jays boots instead.
Yeah, there was very little murmur about it. Like, no one was really upset about it. Yeah. Everybody understood. And
by the next meeting that we introduced these Jays boots, everybody was 10 times more excited than the first time we introduced
it. Was really excited to do it,
Awesome. That's great to hear. So, well, we had, I had Cadence and Hattie from Tongue River FFA in here a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and they were talking about how excited they were for Bighorn to have a chapter now.
Yes.
You guys get to all be, you know, participate. And so have you guys got to talk to any of those Bighorn FFA?
Yeah, we did quite a bit at our Ag Expo, at the Ag Expo, the FFA
for the
kids, helped do.
Yep.
Fourth grade Ag Day?
Yeah, fourth grade Ag Day. It's a great time. And just wandering around seeing all those kids and seeing how many were eager to come. Like, their Ag advisor was like, I had to tell people to back off. They didn't expect it. And I know kids from Bighorn have wanted a FFA program for a while. Like,
they came in there ready. They came like,
they did.
Like, there's a lot of groups that we like break off, and but they, there's like group leaders or like the main role that you get to watch around with the kids and stuff. And they just jumped right in, and they paired up in twos, and they took those kids faster than all of us could even really comprehend. It was kind of shocking, but it was just great to see that they actually want to do ag, and see that I'm so happy for them to get a chapter this year and see what we can do to make relationships and that kind of stuff.
And I know other FFA chapters, like in Cheyenne, they're super close. They compete all the time. And like, for me, that was like my thing. I'm like, oh, they're like 10 minutes away, like, even if, like, we get to have a lot of fun. And I know one thing we've been trying to do is we do an Ag Olympics every year for FFA members at the Agri Park. And
we wouldn't watch that one year.
It's a lot of fun. It was entertaining. And we've always tried to get other chapters involved. And just like, and it's not even competing in FFA events. It's just building leaders and community, and that's it. And I know that Bighorn would be on board, and hopefully Tongue River will be on board. It was a little fussy last year, and we didn't get to do it, sadly. But being one of the officers on the committee this year, I'm really set for it. And I really want Bighorn to do it.
I know where there's an indoor arena in case it doesn't happen at the Agri Park. That might have to move some cows around, but...
Oh, yeah.
So what else is going on? Getting ready to go on Christmas break? And
finally.
Yesterday, some of our chapter members and officers went caroling at Westview. And then we, as an officer team, decided that we also wanted to do a giving tree. So I went down to the hub, grabbed a few giving tree, like, ornaments. And so then they also went to Walmart after that and went shopping for some of the people at the hub that wanted some stuff.
Oh, how nice.
It was a really good idea, I think. Like, we might not have the best singers in FFA, but we do have the most heart, I'd argue, out of any organization. And the fact that it got approved and was amazing. Like, because I know we focus a lot on FFA as the younger generation, but even the older generation. Like, those people are what set and paved those stones for us to do something. So I was really happy we got to do that.
It's been a few years ago. I want to say maybe Braden West class, but they came up and rapped for our Christmas wish stuff. Had to slow him down a little bit. Braden's maybe not the best rapper, but God love him, he tried. But it was really fun to have that officer team in here wanting to do that as well. And so, you know, great for you guys to step up to do that.
Love to spread the Christmas cheer.
Yes.
and yeah. the gift of giving.
Mm-hmm. For all those Grinches out there, you should stop being one.
I don't know any of those people.
Oh, I know one. Could be an ag advisor, could not be.
He's an everything Grinch.
It happens.
We love him, though. He keeps us down to earth.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I had Mr. Bond as my ag advisor my first 2 years, and Mr. Bond was not exactly ho-ho-ho jolly. He was an old military man, and there was not a whole lot of... Yes, so it's okay. I know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It'll rub off on him eventually.
Eventually, it happens.
Deep down, he cares.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He does, too. And...
He may joke, but I know he cares.
No. You guys have some pretty great ag advisors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole county does, really. I mean, we're lucky where we're at. And I'm glad that you guys are all, the chapters are trying to work together and for the betterment of the community. And I'm excited to see how your guys' teams do. So we'll have to definitely have to come back after that. I'm sure you guys will be back. Somebody will be back, I'm sure, before Barn Bash. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Hopefully.
I'm pretty sure. I think.
Lucy's pretty good about this with scheduling. Our schedule, I got to give
our reporters. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Our reporters on it. All of our officers are on it this year, which, I mean, even if tensions are high, even if we have an argument or we don't all agree with each other, we all put it aside every single meeting. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we've heard rumors and stories of past years where maybe they argued and drama got out a little too much, but we shut it. It's all behind closed doors, and we work just to mentor those kids and lead these kids into a better future for them. So when they're officers, or if they want to go and lead and do something else, they're set.
Mm-hmm. An officer retreat was really great this year. Oh, it was amazing. We had a blast. And anytime we decided that we were like going to work really hard the first day, and then we were going to work hard in the morning, and then we'd have a fun afternoon. And anytime that we had like any disputes, we just were like, leave it till the end. Yep. So we got all the easy stuff out of the way, and there's maybe like two things, and honestly, it wasn't even that big of a fight. It was just taking forever.
It was more confusing. Like, we just confused ourselves. Yeah. But we are, I'd say, the perfect amount of messing around and the perfect amount of getting stuff done. Like, we have fun with whatever we're doing. And it helps that me and Levi Peldo, we keep everything and everybody in high spirits until it's too much, and then they put us in check and we're back on the road. So it's really perfect how we get stuff done.
Well, good. Yeah, we spent a weekend with Levi here not long ago at the show in Cheyenne. He was pretty on task, though, because John and Kathy were there, so he wasn't...
And being... I hang out with him all the time. He's my best friend, and even if he has his mind set to something, like, he's on it. Like, he's perfectly set for it. And he especially shows that with judging and showing. Like, that's his thing. And, like, FFA is his thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, he puts his commitment towards it, and he sacrifices things for it that, like, oh, I wish I could do this, but I've got my intentions here. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'd argue every kid is that way.
So I'm going to ask, as seniors, are you guys going to try to continue on as state officers? Is that in the plans?
I am.
Okay.
Are you Caitlin?
Debating it still. I know that we have Roland Hartman, Eleanor Tippin, Xander. Is Levi running?
Still debating it.
Debating it with me.
What about Colton?
Oh, yep. Colton Smith's running. We have a ton of officers that and seniors that really
we
want
do,
to run
and I am
position.
The only one dead set, 100% running for it. Like I that's
well,
my
Colton
thing.
Colton is too.
Well, he said he might not, but
you know, really? the hard part about it, I think that maybe some people don't know, is to be a state officer, you actually have to go to school in the state of Wyoming. So, if you choose to go out of state, you're not able to do that. And I you know, so that's one of the things. I'm sure it depends on where you're going to go to school.
And that was my thing too. But I was like, why would I go somewhere, get in debt, and not just go to here where I could get a scholarship and probably go for free? So I was like, I might as well do that.
Mm-hmm. I know that Sheridan College, if you have an ACT score of 25 or higher, you go to school for free.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I know I've already been accepted because I just filled out an application.
I'll be accepted, and I got the top tier Hathaway scholarship, and I know a lot of other kids are striving for that.
You guys are so smart. I just got a livestock judging scholarship to Sheridan College back in the day.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
Mine That's was perfect. Not. Mine were not. I didn't get the free tuition.
I know I got the. So far, I know that I'm applying for the Hathaway FFA, and then I got the Summit Scholarship Award.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got booted out of that one.
Really?
They didn't accept me. I might have been a little behind the ball on applying on that one, but they were like, but yeah, I'll have Sheridan College, and then hopefully I get to reach out to Stephanie Ellis, who is on the board for scholarships and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I had Rotary Student of the Month earlier this year, and they reached out and they were like, why go somewhere else when you go here for free? So that's another opportunity, which actually came from FFA. So like the CTE department nominated me to be the Rotary Student of the Month, and I branched out my networking even further, met more people, got more opportunities. So I was like, oh, the Summit Award Scholarship I didn't get, but they're reaching out to me saying they want to give me money, so why would I not?
Mm-hmm. There's so many great opportunities for scholarships. I know that Kelsey Hogan has this big Google document. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Could be wrong, but there's like this huge document, and it's like 19 pages of all different scholarships that we can apply for at the high school, and like worldwide, there's a ton of them. So it's really great that they do that.
Don't forget to apply for the Sheridan Wyo Rodeo Scholarship, because I know that the Wyo, you know, every time Zane is in, Zane Garstead, he just raves about the FFA helping and everything you guys do. And so I know that they really like when FFA, my niece got the Wyo Rodeo Scholarship, so.
By far, one of our biggest supporters is the Wyo Rodeo.
By 100%.
Far. But they make us work for it.
It's
not like they're just handing money over. We earn it, and we hold up our reputation. We keep providing for them, and they provide for us. So.
Well, and I know even some of the contestants have remarked how respectful and nice and how enjoyable it is to have kids around that are easy to work with and have cattle loaded and everything's correct. So, which also goes back to your advisors paying attention too.
Yeah.
And when we do the Wyo Rodeo Slack, I mean, they really do, the advisors, like they'll be there. They have to be there. They have to watch us, but they really leave it up to us older members and the younger members to figure it out. Like if you're going to argue, you get sent to strip and shoot and you argue it out over there because nobody.
There is an adult over there.
And the strip and shoot's a little, it's not the funnest place.
No, that's why. Like if you're
and gonna, it's only like the two
I usually end
job.
Up over there.
Well, it happens.
I normally end up in the middle alleyway. Up through the chutes, so
but sorting, loading them, getting them ready, everybody's like, oh, where's this number, and they'll come look at the steer they have to wrestle,
and we found
right
pretty
there.
Smooth. We found some pretty great like ways to actually get them loaded and everything. So like normally we have like one person that sits on the fence, especially if they're handicapped, that sits on the fence and reads off the numbers.
How'd
to
that
us.
Bus we fill?
Great. Bus one on. It's great.
We have a pretty good system going by now, though. So
Read off the numbers, sort them into their sides, and then
and
it works from there.
It's not like that system's going to disappear with our class leaving either. Mm-mm. Like they all understand it. Like every single member understands. Like, oh, that's really efficient. That's really quick. And I remember hearing like stories of it going forever for Wyo Rodeo Slack to get done. And the first year I did it, we had this system. We got done at 10, 11, 12. And it was perfect. We got lunch and then we left.
And normally they say that it's going to take like a couple hours. And honestly, we have it done pretty fast.
Yeah, we do.
Which also goes along with like all the contestants being right on time and working and then them getting all of it plowed as quickly as possible.
And the teamwork we show and the leaders that we have really help us get it done.
With that and the college rodeo, Slack was pretty fun too.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to see how the contests go. I'm excited for Barn Bash, as always. And I am really interested in watching this whole state officer thing shake out. It'll be...
I keep telling people when I get it, but I might be just, I might just be over
but
ahead
I like
myself.
The confidence.
Sanders got it.
I hope.
Confidence is key. So, well, you guys, thanks for being here. I know that we'll have you guys back again. Yes. And I want to thank our sponsors again, Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. We appreciate it. Before we get out of here today, I want to say from everyone at Sheridan Media and John B. Kendrick FFA to have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
too.
You. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
For more news, sports, and podcasts, check out SheridanMedia.com.